talk about the cars that you had.
Many different cars over the years. We had used cars until the company bought us the car. We always had these cars. We had a DeSoto, an old one. And then we had my dad's old Oldsmobile. Then we had my sister's old Plymouth. And then another sister's old Chevy. And then we had a used Rambler. And then a few Buicks. And then we had a station wagon. And a station wagon. These are my brother's used station wagon. And then the company bought us a car. And so we had a Buick. And an Oldsmobile. And Mercury. And another Oldsmobile. And another Buick. Now we have the Mercury, which is Dan Mercury.
You said a company bought your car. That's a company you haven't worked for?
Yeah. It was a gift. So every other year we got this car. And that was kind of nice. But we had one car for years, and they put that to work. So I had no car during the day. Everywhere I went, I walked. And everywhere the kids went, they walked. So we made good use of our legs. And then they'd have summertime jobs or part-time jobs, and they always walk to their jobs until the last, when my baby was about 4 or 5, then we got 2 cars. And then I could drive them. Practices to the YMCA, scout meetings, baseball meetings.
Would everybody play on the same team, or yeah, different type of practice time?
Oh yeah, let's say I had a schedule going from about, for pickup that started around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Another school would be 1:30, another school would be 2 o'clock, another school 2:15. I was picking up constantly, and then I'd drop them off for basketball, baseball, cheerleading, job. So I was on the go constantly. I had a real tight schedule. So, but I got used to it.
Who taught the kids how to drive?
But they all took driver's education in high school. So, that was easy. And I would take them around for practice after school. Now when I took Greg, my baby, around, I took him out in some subdivision and I made him drive all over the streets backwards.
Backwards?
I made him drive backwards. So he went all over. He said he got more practice on learning how to handle cars by driving that backwards. You know?
Down in reverse?
Uh-huh. He drove in reverse. Oh, I'd have him drive around a little bit and stop at the end and say, no, I want you to be driving in reverse. So he'd go backwards down, up and down all different streets, you know, and he enjoyed that, but he said he got a good feel of the car that way. You know, he could handle it pretty well. And then when the teacher said, like, to learn to go backwards, he was a whiz. Couldn't believe that Greg could drive so well backwards. I thought it was good fun. They all took music lessons, either a guitar, a piano, or a violin, or a harmonica, saxophone. So that was another chasing around, I guess, but it was good for them.
Do you have a soundproof room in the house anywhere?
Oh, no, no. Who would want that? In fact, I have intercoms in all the rooms, so that I can turn them on and listen to what they're doing in each room of the house. If I send them up to the bedroom and give them the spanking and tell them to go to their room, I can turn on the intercom and listen to them and hear them, see if they're okay, you know. But I wanted to hear what was going on.
the oldest was ready to graduate high school when they were finishing up high school. Did you select a university or a college for anything?
No. We went to visit each 4 or 5 colleges with each kid to see what the suits their needs. And that was really interesting to see what type of a school they wanted. Some wanted a large university that would give them the education they wanted, and some wanted a small college that fit their personality. But they were all quite different than what they wanted out of college. It was fun traveling around. We felt like we knew all the colleges around the group. 1 year we had 4 in college. That was a busy year.
Were all the universities in state or out of state?
University of Illinois was in state. Purdue was in Lafayette, Indiana. And University of Dayton was in Ohio. And North College was in Iowa. And Southern Illinois, that was in Illinois.
So
it's half and half.
So you had Jim at Purdue, Mary at Lord,
right.
Kathy at Dayton.
Right. And Jean at the Southern Illinois.
That's
right. Uh-huh. And John and Sarah were at University of Illinois.
You're right.
We graded at Lord.
What did Ellen want to do at FAU?
Yeah, I went to FAU too.
Did you help them choose the degrees they wanted, or the career field they want to go into?
No, but we did talk about it. They chose their own. But the only one that doesn't seem satisfied yet is Jim, the oldest one. I think there's too many talents. And he's not happy in any one spot that long.
What does Jim do?
He's aerospace engineer at Boeing. And he's thinking of going into environmental engineering. Well, yeah, at one time he wanted to go into forestry. Maybe we talked him out of it and we should do that. He wanted to do so many things. Bush pilot, veterinarian. So maybe whatever he does, he won't be satisfied. I don't know.
Okay. What I want to do now is turn towards some of the events that were going on earlier during that.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about the president, some of the civil rights movements that were happening, and some Supreme Court cases that were going on.
You can't draw a blank. Good luck in getting something out of me.
Okay, well, an area president. So, do you remember Truman?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What was he like? In your mind, what was he like?
Well, of course, I was quite young. He was like a father role model to me. He wanted to protect our country, and I felt safe, secure with him as president. But, I was pretty young then. And our parents didn't talk that much because I didn't know what was going on. We didn't get the newspaper. So we didn't read about it and anything, and we didn't have TV.
You didn't have television?
When was that?
1945.
TVs came right around 48, 49. I think we got a TV around 1949 or 50.
So Is it black and white or color?
It's black and white. And we had one of the first TVs that were out in our area. But I think it was right around 1948 or 49. Oh, okay. Well, this is much more to talk about. Well, we didn't have too much to read because we didn't get the newspaper. And we lived out on a farm, so there wasn't too much hearsay from other people. And in school, we didn't get that much from the nuns. So I wasn't too well informed on it.
But
well, I probably should have known a lot more about Eisenhower than I did. But he's a good president.
The politics wasn't one of your...
It was my weakness. I wasn't interested in it, and I guess our family didn't talk about it that much. I didn't know much about it.
Did you have any female role models when you were growing up?
Probably the saints that I read about or heard about in school. And certainly not the teachers. Because we had all nuns, and I didn't want to be a nun. So, probably my mother was the only one. And not my sister, because I didn't want to be like any of my sisters. Because of my sister. So I would say probably no. My mother.
Okay, we'll take a short break. We're back. We're going to continue to talk about our outlook on life. And since you remember to be president, we start out with Truman. Eisenhower, the next. Could you tell me what you thought of him?
Well, I didn't have many opinions. I wasn't that interested in politics. But I had good feelings about him. I knew he did a good job and was well liked. But I wasn't in politics at all.
Do you know about his houses and the highway construction plans that they have?
No.
Got them in the state and closing houses for the pool?
No, I guess he didn't.
What about minimum wage?
Well, I probably knew what it was, but didn't really interest me or affect me.
But I know in 1955 we wanted to increase the minimum wage. They got 5 cents to 9 cents. Congress went ahead and increased it to $1.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with the farm program that was enacted in the Agricultural Act in 1949?
No. I was 12 years old and I probably couldn't have understood it. And it wasn't talked about in that house. So, and I didn't need the paper.
Do you know about atomic energy?
Not enough to make a statement on it.
Korean War. You know anybody that was in the Korean War?
Well, they took my youngest brother, and he went through boot training, and he was sent to special radio school because he had a bad knee. He couldn't really do any active fighting. So we weren't worried about anybody in the family. But that's about all I know.